toward him.
Turn to go down to Orange Avenue.
Yes, sir.
Boy, that's a pretty mimosa tree. Look at that. You remember we had one of those in our yard in Carpet, Lester? Remember that?
Yeah.
David and I used to climb up in that thing, and it kind of hung out over the road there, you know, before they paved that road there. I used to love to climb that tree.
Billy sent me a copy of the program for Juanita's funeral services. That was awfully nice.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful picture.
I was going to ask you, did you finally get one?
I got one.
You didn't, I had some that out.
I got one, and it's really...
Okay.
It's awfully nice. She's a wonderful person.
Yeah, we
stuck
together then to the last. 75 years.
I seem to remember, Lester, that I remember her calling you Weaver every now and then.
Is that what she
did that?
Yeah, and mostly Lillen.
Yeah.
Lillen.
Okay. That's what Nancy called you all the time.
Yeah. That's the nickname.
Yeah.
And Miss Calhoun, she named me. My real name in the bureau, or whatever you call it, was Leslie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she named me Lester.
Okay.
Now, what was your real name?
Leslie.
Leslie. Oh, okay, yeah.
She thought that sounded more like a boy's name, did she?
I don't know, but they had named me that, and then I didn't know it until I got sent from the Social Security business. That's where that come out. They called me Lillen all the time, nickname. And Miss Calhoun, she didn't probably like that. So she asked me, how about naming me Lester? And so I asked my dad and them, that, you know, said it was all right. So
yeah.
They put him and called him in Lester.
I'll be darned.
who was that? Calhoun?
Miss Calhoun.
Miss Calhoun.
Which one was that? Now,
that was John Daniel Calhoun's mother.
That's mother, yeah.
Okay.
Now, did they live out there close to where y'all live, Lester?
No, they lived
in town.
They lived in town there.
Yeah, okay.
You know where John Daniel's house is?
Yeah, there. Okay.
Well, that's the old home house.
Well, John Daniel and Clyde, that's John Daniel and Clyde's mother and daddy you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we never did know them. We knew.
House.
You know, John Daniel's still living now.
Oh, yeah.
And Miss Lottie, she's down there in the nursing home.
Yeah.
Where Texas was.
Yeah. I'd meet him all the time down there, you know, and then at the store, when Laura was a baby, we would go to town and she would keep him all that afternoon.
Is that right?
Miss Calhoun. And she tried to get us to give him to her. And they had a store there, a dry goods store.
Oh, yeah. David and I spent a lot of time there.
Oh, yeah.
It was right down from Daddy's store.
Yeah.
I thought the world of Mr. John Daniel and Mr. Clyde Calhoun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just really
liked
it. And
they had a son named Jeter.
Yeah.
He went over in Alabama, and as far as I know, he's still there.
I don't know what happened to him. I remember, I didn't really know him, I just remember everybody talking about Jeter Calhoun.
Yeah, he was the oldest.
But Clyde and John Daniel were really fine men.
Yeah.
They were really nice to us growing up. Don't you remember that, David?
Absolutely.
And I used to sweep her yard, keep her yards, too. Go over and sweep it every Saturday.
Mr. Clyde Calhoun always treated me like better than I deserved to be treated. They treated me like I was grown people, you know.
Yeah.
And he'd ask my opinion about something and treat me like I was supposed to know something, you know.
I see.
And you remember when grown people, when you're a kid, you remember when grown people treat you that way, you know.
Yeah.
Like they think you have something intelligent worth saying, you know, when they ask you something.
Sure.
You don't ever forget those kind of people.
No.
And I try to remember that when I'm around young people today, to try to do something like that. Because I remember what it meant to me when I was when grown people treated me that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've always had in front of me when I would get there, can't help myself, whatever, I know it's coming from here. Because I done seen too many people ahead of me.
Yeah.
And I know when I get their age, it's going to hit me. A lot of people don't think about that, but
you
I do.
I don't think about it enough. I guess what we all hope is the Lord will take us like that.
Yeah, I do.
And we'll die with our boots on, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That'll be nice. That'd be nice if it could happen that way.
But he already got that plan.
Yeah.
But we don't know it.
That's right. He's in charge.
That's the truth.
I'll show you where I keep my little airplane up here.
How come you to get one in there?
Oh, Lester, I've been a fool about airplanes for all my life.
Sure enough.
Yeah, I've had four of them.
Yeah?
David and I flew it up to Maryland weekend before last. You know what we went up there for?
No.
We went up there to see the place where Daddy's granddaddy died.
Sure enough.
Yeah. See, he was in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in that federal prison up there. He was captured at Gettysburg.
Yes.
And they brought him over there. He died along with 4,000 other people. His name's on a big plaque up there, Milo W. Grove.
Yeah.
That was Daddy's granddaddy.
Huh.
And so we just wanted to see the place where he died. And we flew up there. And there's an airport close by, and we rented a car and stayed overnight. And I flew it up to Atlanta last, what day was up there, David? What's the day? Thursday, Wednesday, came back Friday.
It seems like it was on the,
it was day before your day before your birthday that I came up there.
Yeah.
That was the 22nd.
Yeah.
23rd.
I'm sure it was.
No, because we got there and you'd gone out for supper. Remember that? It was May the 23rd, your birthday.
Oh, yeah, for the last time it came
out. Yeah, when I came to Atlanta last week.
Well, when we went to Maryland, that was the 11th.
That's right, yeah.
That one on the left was, what was that? It looked like
you know, I don't know what that thing is, Dave.
It looked like some British-made thing.
It did. I think it's, you're right. Like an old Lancaster or something, isn't
it? Well, what do you do when you're up in there? Do you have connection with the...
Oh, yeah, he's talking on the radio to them all the time.
Yeah.
They're looking at you on radar. They tell right where you are and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
See what altitude to fly in.
Yeah, and they said you got traffic off at your 1 o'clock position, and he's 1,000 feet below you, 2 mm-hmm. miles away.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you don't run into somebody up there. Well, I'll run down here and buy some gas while we're over here. You're not in a big hurry, Lester.
Oh, no.
And then we'll drop you off and make sure you get to bed by nighttime.
Yeah, go home and get in my chair and lean back and rest and then go to bed.
You ever play any baseball or anything like that in these sports?
That's how come I like it. I used to be a pitcher.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. Yeah, I used to fan them too.
Oh, my word, Bank Corporate?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
We had a team out there in the country.
Uh-huh.
And I got to where that, when I when I come down here, I played. And I was good down here.
All right.
Yep.
what kind of team? You played for some team here in town?
Yeah, just they had a team south of Tallahassee there.
Uh-huh.
You got it there now.
Well, I never didn't know that, Lester. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, Daddy used to play baseball, too. I think he was a pretty decent hitter.
Yeah, he said when he went to college, he went out and tried out. He said he hit 2 home runs and a triple in the tryouts, but he said he was too slow running the bases. He said he said I was just too slow. He said I couldn't run fast enough.
Yeah. Oh. I used to. They used to couldn't put me out.
They couldn't catch you.
No, I was out running anything. There was. I could hit one between the pitcher and home plate, they wouldn't throw me out.
If you get
I'd
it
be
the,
to the base.
If you could get it on the ground, you could get to the base.
I could get there. Steal in the base, they just they got the way they wouldn't even throw it. I could have been famous, but I was out in the country there and I pitched every game. And you can't hold out to do a thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every week.
No, you can't do that.
You have to relax so long like they do.
Yeah.
To last.
Whatever.
I throwed away my arm. I couldn't even hardly throw.
Yeah, they learn you got about once every 4 days or whatever
yeah.
rotation
yeah.
is.
Yeah, no, they yeah. don't. You don't bring them back in there until then,
that's
either.
That's right. You got too much money tied up in them.
Yes, sure. Population was something about 40-some thousand.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thought that was a big city, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
But now, I don't know what it is.
270,000, I think,
Craig,
Leon County.
Craig, goodness alive. That's a lot of people.
That sure is.
And they're still coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Still coming in.
Lester, when you first came down here, did you have any relatives already here?
My half-brother and his wife. And I stayed with them. And then I got me a job, and then I moved my family down.
Tell me about when you met Nita. Well, she was from Bainbridge, wasn't she?
Yes. She'd come up to Carquit and was staying with Ed Wallace, they called him. I'm sure you know.
I remember Ed Wallace.
Yeah.
I sure do.
Well, his wife was that was her aunt.
I remember
huh?
Mr. Wallace. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He was a very well-respected man around town.
Yeah, yeah. So, he was working for the Wilkins.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Wilkins. You know, he used to have a big old bull car.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Well, he'd lead him around and no, so.
I remember Mr. Ed Wallace. So.
And I met her then because she's working for Miss Susan May Robert Cafe. Brother out in the country. Hmm? Where we was.
Was it love at first sight?
Yeah, but I was kind of scared to tackle her. So I kept on, so I got brave and it worked out. See?
You were slow moving, but you were
yeah.
sure.
She gave me a date and back we went. I caught it about a year. I got married, my license was cost me $5.
That was big money back then, though.
Yeah, and my preacher married us for $1. So I paid $6 for
her. Was she worth it?
Yeah.
She's worth all the money in the world.
I got sporty one time, and I was drinking a little long then, and she told me if I didn't stop drinking, she was going to leave. And I told her, well, go then. So I didn't change it. The next morning, she left.
Uh-oh.
She called you bluff, didn't she?
By the time she got where she was going, I was there.
Okay.
I begged and begged just about all day, and she still shake her head. She finally gave in, and she pointed a dog thing at me. She said, "Nah, I'm going back this time." And she said, "If it be another time, you can beg all you want. I ain't going back." So there ain't been that another time.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's what it takes to shape a man up as a good
so,
woman.
Now that's the only mistake I made in my marriage. So imagine that's how come we together.
Oh,
there's been other times that I've, you know, acted up a little bit, but I never did say go.
You learned your lesson.
I learned.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful.
And I had them laughing about that one of them. I had the little thing up there in Carquay. I had a little speech I made to our anniversary of my birthday. You all wasn't there. But anyway, they all laughed about it.
What day is your birthday?
February
15th. Yeah, you one day before me. I'm about to remember that next year. Me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the 16th.
Sure enough.
Yeah, but we need to remember that and celebrate next year, Les.
Okay.
We're about the same age, aren't we?
Yeah.
Come on, you're 92?
Yeah.
Great.
I don't believe that.
92.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Master.
I would have said you... I would have said you're not older than 80 anyway.
Well, that's what I want to tell people my age. No, you ain't that old. And I said, yeah, I sure am. And is. Yeah.
But
most people don't believe it. They're going about 65 or maybe 70.
Yeah. It's only because I knew you that long, I would have thought about that myself.
No.
Yeah, I think a man as old as he acts like it makes up his mind.
That's your kitty?
That's my wife's cat.
Okay.
Yeah. She was mine too, I reckon.
You still feed it?
Yeah. I still feed it. She has choices. She ruin her. Sometime I give her some food she won't eat. I have to find out something else.
Pretty picky, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have anything for you.
You walk away from it, that's just quick. Yeah. Like you walk up there and smell it.
Yeah.
No, I don't want this.
What else you got?
Y'all want to come in?
Oh, we better get going, Lester. You need it. You probably need it. Let's do this again sometime soon. I'll call you on Sunday afternoon sometime.
Yeah.
We'll
sure.
Go out and eat again.
Get Alice
to come with us sometime.
Okay.
And when y'all think you might come up for a Braves game, I don't know whether they're going to make the playoffs or not, but anyway, you let me know in advance, and I'll start working on getting tickets. Okay. And I'd love to have you come up and play with me. That'd be just an honor.
If they get in the playoff, we want to come. But otherwise, sometime, maybe sometime later in the summer, we can find out when they're going to be in town. If we, you can get us tickets, maybe we can come up that way.
Mm-hmm.
We'll stay at David's house. We have a place to stay. We don't have to pay for a motel up there now.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, really. This day has really been good to you all here.
You've been a special part of our lives, Lester.
Absolutely. Sure have.
We feel like we feel like we're
glad to share the truth. How we come up, how your daddy treated me. I could have told this before now, but then we just never were together.
I wish we had been doing it. I'm so glad you still got it. You seem to remember it. Remember it very, very well.
Yeah.
You know one thing, Lester, Mother and Daddy taught us, as working in that store, that, you know, back then, black and white people were separate, went to separate schools and everything, but they told us, and they expected us, if people come in and buy groceries from us, you say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and say, thank you for trading. Mm-hmm. You carry their groceries to the car just like you do for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother and Daddy sincerely, I think, treated people the way they ought to have been treated.
Yeah, I'm a witness.
And we appreciated that. It meant a lot to us growing up.
Yeah.
It taught us, they felt like everybody was worthwhile people in this world. God put them here for a purpose.
That's true.
And I don't care what color you were or anything else.
And I never did get your dad a cuss or get mad or nothing like that, as long as I was around. He always was pleasant, and you'd smile and go
well,
on.
In the later years, I think you were his best friend.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were.
I believe it.
Because he'd say, you know, I like Lester. I just want to have Lester's company as anybody I know.
That's right.
I know it.
He said that lots of times.
Yeah.
He'd figure out something to do to get you over there because he liked being around.
I kind of believe that.
It's absolutely true. There ain't no two ways about it.
Yeah.
How you like your little Hyundai?
I like it. Fun.
Those are good cars, aren't they?
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
I had a white one. And I figured that one in. The reason why I did it, they ever pay for that or not, some of the rest of them could do it. And I just ride in style.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to. man needs to treat himself to a little bit of
I figured indulgence. If I got to where I couldn't drive, I didn't need it going.
There you go.
You take it back.
Let them have it. Yeah. That's the right way to do
but
it.
But I know my folks wouldn't let that happen, you know.
Yeah.
So I just got me another new one. And I had one. Almost new. I just wanted a new one.
I don't blame you.
And I got everything less.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance.
Yeah.
Payment.
Yeah.
And I'm paying on nothing. So
interest rate came way down.
What I'm doing. So I did it.
That's great. Those things get good gas mileage, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And nothing goes wrong with them, do they?
No.
I bet you have a good driving record too, don't you? And your insurance don't cost much.
No.
Lester said he ain't got any drunk DUIs here lately either, have you, Lester? All right. Let's see, it's good through. Okay, yeah, that's where mine is. 2007, please.
All right.
It's
all
good
right.
through 2007.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, see, I got one. Mine's the back side of it's on the good side on them down here in Florida now, David.
Hmm.
Where's mine? Looks like Lester's picture's getting kind of old on there. If you turn it over.
Yeah.
Mine's 2004. Mm-hmm. Lester's 2007. Well, I hope we'll both still be driving then, Lester, in 2007 years from now.
I know I won't.
You probably will be.
I won't be.
Well, I won't be surprised if you are.
No, I ain't had nothing on mine. No way, eh? Called me to be a safe driver.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
So
you were born in 1909, is that right?
Yep.
That is 1905. Yeah.
Same year mother was born.
Yeah, mother was born.
Maybe a year different somewhere or another, but that's what they give me.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing.
You and mother about the same age. She'll be 92 in December.
Yeah.
Anita was, she was a little bit younger, wasn't she? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We enjoyed it.
We sure did.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed
okay.
it.